positive thinking. Everyone benefits. Nobody loses out. It's generally about cultivating a spirit of gratitude. So I'll read it out. This is a passage that Lungpo wrote out a few days ago. The entire world and everyone in it needs the Dhamma as a protection. We all survive and find comfort in life with the support of the knowledge and skills, mindfulness and wisdom of countless others. Without their help, we would all perish as soon as we leave our mother's womb. We'd have no food to eat, clothes to wear, or house to live in. Our parents, whose face we've never even seen before, give us life and all the things we need to make us healthy and strong. For our clothes and living places and all the various skills we learn, we are entirely indebted to others. From the first moments in our mother's womb, all of us have a debt of gratitude owed to innumerable other people. No need to mention our parents and all our teachers, to whom the sense of gratitude we should feel is unimaginable. Even people of one nation have much to feel grateful for to those living in another. This is something which, if you think about, is not too hard to see. Knowing and acknowledging with gratitude the debt we have to others and placing them above ourselves is called katanyuta. The effort to repay the debt is called katavedita. The ones who know what has been done for them are called katanyu, and those who return the favor gratefully are called katavedi. Katanyu katavedita, acknowledging the debt we owe to others and paying it back with acts of gratitude, are spiritual qualities which protect the world from harm, help society function, and lead to peace and happiness. People, however, are less and less able to see that we all have this mutual debt of gratitude which must be repaid. And failing to understand this is the reason for the increase in angry fighting and quarrelling. So taking an interest in the qualities of katanyu katavedi is something which is of vital importance to us all. All the beautiful customs and traditions of old have in part been grounded in the principles of katanyu katavedi. These qualities were firmly established, nurtured over time, and deeply understood by all societies. Anyone who fails to accept that our lives are inextricably linked with one another, and who does not see our mutual indebtedness, will surely live a life of selfish ingratitude. And the people who manifest most gratitude are the ones who acknowledge that even the cows and buffalo and other animals have helped us along the way, all the more so our parents and teachers. If more people could develop gratitude to the cows and buffaloes, then society would be ever happy and peaceful on account of such broad vision and lofty thoughts. Feeling grateful even to the animals, how could we harm our fellow human beings to whom we owe so much more? Any society prospers and flourishes when its members cultivate spiritual qualities. Having fully developed their human potential, their capacity for profound thoughts, diligent and skilled in earning their livelihood without intending even the slightest harm to one another. What need is there to mention how much we have to be grateful for to our parents and teachers, since these are the true devas illuminating our lives, the pujjaniya pugala, the people worthy to be held up high above our own little heads and truly venerated. Anyone who develops a more refined sense of gratitude in life will gradually feel deep appreciation to the forests, fields, streams, rivers and swamps, the paths and roads, and everything in the world, the flowers and the unknown birds flying about here and there. Not knowing the value of forests, there are those who have destroyed them with their selfishness. So our children and grandchildren will have no wood for their houses, and the streams and marshes dry up because the forests where the water reserves build up have all gone. Without the forests and the flowing streams, the clouds no longer form and build up to release their heavy rain. Entire fruit trees are cut down whole, so their yield can only be gathered once. If only people had gratitude in their hearts, then these things couldn't happen. The things which bring uplift to the mind would be plentiful all over the earth, and everywhere we would live at ease. Being grateful for all the things on our planet, for all the things our planet provides us with, we would cherish, nurture, and foster its welfare. On a deeper and more subtle level still, we can acknowledge even the debt we owe our enemies and feel grateful for life's obstacles. Viewed from this perspective, our enemies help us grow in wisdom, patient endurance, and a spirit of sacrifice. People who are envious and jealous only serve to strengthen our own hearts and bring out the best of our metta and karuna, which ordinarily we might lack. All the difficulties we face allow us to see the world in its true nature, and through learning how to overcome life's challenges, we find the way to a life of ease. All our illnesses and problems give rise to insight in us. We are forced to let go until we really see the truth of anicchang, dukkhang, anatta, and eventually realize the path and fruit of nibbana. People without katanyu do not know the value of these adversities, and they heap disaster and peril into their lives, digging their own graves with anger and negativity. Their minds know no ease, and their lack of self-control and the frustration it brings means that they shake inwardly as life seems to go wrong. They are on a fixed course of self-destruction. However, those in the world who appreciate life's challenges, gratefully rising up to meet them, bring an immeasurable coolness and beauty to the world. The most demonic of people, the world's maras, they venerate like pious monks. The yaka types, those who are insatiably greedy and even angry, they view as truly worthy human beings. They see the generous side of stingy people, and in others' jealousy, they find some warmth. If people all over felt this way, how could our world fail to become a heaven realm? We should all be grateful to our enemies, for they are the ones who give us life's highest teachings, lessons which are found nowhere else. So we can give thanks to them and honour such teachers with our own goodness. There's so much to be grateful to our enemies for. People with katanyu are very aware of this. With no enemies or obstacles in life, the world would be empty of truly capable people. Knowing the value of adversity, nothing in life is perceived as bothersome or difficult. With lofty thoughts such as these, the heat of the world becomes cool as people develop this most subtle sense of gratitude, this very capacity to appreciate those who oppose us and those things which obstruct us. When even our enemies have been of so much help, imagine the value of our mothers, fathers, and the highest of all objects of veneration, the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. Not a single one of us was conceived in a hollow tree stump. We all arose in the little space of our mother's womb, with the help of our father too. Having been born into the wide world, we survive through to maturity thanks to the daily sacrifices of our parents and all the countless others who play a role in our lives. The Buddha and all the wise people point to the role of parents, honouring them as our primary caregivers, who, having brought us forth, provided us with all the supports we need. They are the ones who equipped us with the skills we need, taught us how to be good, and so many other things that have borne fruit in our lives. Anyone who lacks integrity, incapable of feeling appreciation for his or her parents, will surely never know the debt they owe their enemies. Deeply absorbing one's parents' qualities is a clear sign of katanyu. wherever in the world a person is from. And one who lacks gratitude to his or her parents will never be fully trusted. Spiritual teachers undertake the task of training their disciples' minds, picking up from where their parents left off, and taking them to even yet higher levels. For this purpose, teachers have to develop extraordinary patient endurance and painstakingly put their hearts into their work if they are to plant and cultivate deeper and deeper levels of spiritual awareness in their disciples' minds. This is the sign of true metta in a teacher, who must constantly study and train him or herself to a very high level of actually having what it takes to instill the truth in their disciples' hearts. This is the sign of true wisdom in a teacher. Teachers must be constantly selfless, and in this way remain the constant objects of their disciples' deep veneration, not spiritual workers to be hired and fired. Any disciples having cultivated a wholesome mind and knowing what is proper will feel much katanyu towards their teachers, who bring coolness to the world with their enduring patience and wisdom. Acknowledging the debt we have to our parents and teachers makes one simply want to give in return, by doing only that which will be of benefit to future generations. Disciples will do anything to honour the good name of their spiritual home, and they constantly share the merits of their wholesome actions with their mother, father, and teachers. The Lord Buddha once said that when we reflect correctly on the qualities of someone who has died, then only one path lays open to us, that of developing goodness in ourselves in the broadest sense, to honour that person and sharing merits with them. So anyone who loves their mother, father, or spiritual guide and knows the debt owed to them should turn themselves, their hearts and minds, to that which is beneficial for the world. The Blessed One, the Buddha, is known as the Supreme Teacher for the ability he had to deepen people's awareness to a point where they no longer experienced any suffering at all, to a state of nobility, a realization of enlightenment. The Dhamma taught by him is a pathway to improve the mind and go beyond the oceans of suffering. The Sangha, men and women whose lives are dedicated to following his teachings, have handed down these truths over the years until they have reached us here today. This chance we have to receive these highest gifts is as wonderful as if the Blessed One himself were offering them directly to us. The noble disciples endured all manner of hardships in order to faithfully maintain the sasana, all done with a heart of deep devotion and gratitude to the Buddha. We can rest assured then that the teachings are nothing other than our true, rightful inheritance, passed down over time through the katanyu of the noble ones of former times, determined to live their lives in line with the Blessed One's intentions. This katanyu of the enlightened disciples has allowed the Dhamma to span the millennia. And still to this day, the world can find respite in the cool refuge and under the shade of the teachings of awakening. All this because of the constant hardships endured and the sacrifices made based on the spirit of katanyu flowing strong in the hearts of the liberated ones. The world is protected by the Dhamma, because from the time of the Buddha onwards, members of his assembly of disciples have not wandered away from his instructions, their lives following his guidelines, thus honouring and keeping alive his spiritual qualities. Gratitude is what protects the world, and something we should all, in turn, protect. In truth, all good Buddhist traditions and customs have arisen based on the principle of katanyu katawaiti, born out of gratitude and designed to further instill this deep sense into the hearts of the next generation. All our various rites and rituals, starting with the cremation of one's parents and teachers, are grounded in a spirit of katanyu katawaiti, firmly established in everyone's mind more than any other thought. So we carry out these ceremonies with true dedication, with no sense that there is too much fuss and bother, or that the expenses are in any way wasted, because we see how important it is for our lives to be suffused with the feeling of katanyu katavetti, and how in turn this makes the world a cool and pleasant place. The traditions and religions of every nation, of every tongue, all have these principles at heart. And in our Buddhist teachings, we must take great care that however we repay our debt of gratitude, that our efforts are not wasted, but are genuinely beneficial for society. In this way, the feelings of gratitude which should be felt by all Buddhists bring cool shade to the world and lift up people's hearts. If all of us could realize this highest truth, the fact that each of us human beings has a debt of gratitude to every other one without exception, even, again, those who perceive each other as mutual enemies, then people would actively compete with one another for acts of goodness and virtue in order to fully pay off the debts we owe. If the hearts of everyone on earth were truly filled with katanyu katavetti, then doubtless our world would be more beautiful and alluring than a heaven realm, safer and more praiseworthy than a heaven realm, more desirable than any heaven realm. If we consider this well, we will be able to maintain restraint towards one another, not acting impulsively out of anger. When we think of people who have helped us in the past, parents, siblings, aunts and uncles, then we won't act in mean or selfish ways. And even if we do, at times unthinkingly, we will be quick to ask and give forgiveness. Thinking of parents and teachers who have passed away brings up thoughts of respect in us, and so we care for and behave compassionately towards our fellow human beings. Katanyu, a spirit of gratitude, has the power to change a yaka into a true human being. A spirit of gratitude will benefit the world so much and keep it cool forever. So we should cherish this highest of qualities, striving and sacrificing to keep it alive in our hearts as the utmost shelter for us all.